WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's time for our weekly climate conversation, and this week we're looking at the dangers of selling water from the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes make up about a fifth of the world's supply of surface freshwater, but that water is under constant threat from commercialization. Author Dave Dempsey wrote the book Great Lakes for Sale, and he's here to discuss this with us. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you, Melba.
So right now, how is water from the Great Lakes used in other parts of the world?
Right now, water is internalized in products, which is a traditional use. What the concern is now is that water itself is becoming a product. On a small scale, there is some water bottling operations in Michigan, but on a larger scale, there's a trend toward making water itself a product in the gross sense and taking water out of lakes and marketing it across the world.
And when you say take it out in the gross sense, are you talking about like a pipeline where water would be piped out of the Great Lakes to, say, the dry desert Southwest or just other parts of the world?
No, not right now. There is a Great Lakes Compact that was signed in 2008 that prohibits that. But what is happening now with the drought and changing climate in the West is that more and more voices out there are saying maybe the Great Lakes will become the answer to water needs of the West. But in the short run, I think the real threat is commodification of water, which means turning it into a product and removing it in small containers and shipping it around the world.
As you mentioned, we've got the Great Lakes Compact, but there are loopholes. How do you think the Great Lakes water could be used in the future and that we should worry about?
Well, Great Lakes water could become the new hot commodity in our market economy, and that means that decisions about the future of water will be made not by governments, theoretically, which the public has input into, but by private parties. In fact, the threat is of such concern that there has been federal legislation introduced called the Future of Water Act that would prohibit trade in water futures to make sure that water remains under the control of public decision making.
It seems like you also see this partly as an ethical issue. You talk about this in your book, profiting off water when it's so essential to life.
I think that is a serious threat. We've kind of become numb to the idea of water being sold in bottles. You walk into a convenience store or a grocery store and you look at the bottles and you don't really think about it twice. But what we've allowed to begin to happen is water becoming just like any other product. And water is not. Water is life. And without water, we can't live. We can certainly live without other commodities, but we can't live without water. And so it has to be, I think, treated and treasured as a different kind of resource.
Dave Dempsey is a senior advisor for the environmental group Flow and the author of the book Great Lakes for Sale, From White Caps to Bottle Caps. And if you have a question you want us to answer in our climate segment, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.